to speak to Gráinne Kelly, who's a successful businesswoman when it comes to road safety. She nailed a niche for herself with the Bubble Bum Company. Gráinne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. It's great to see you.
It's lovely seeing you. These are these special seats, of course, which are for children. You've developed a, is it a blow-up seat? It's a seat that is very transferable, and you became one of the most successful entrepreneurs that this part of the world has ever seen. I'm talking to the right woman.
God, I can't wait to meet myself now after that introduction, Frank.
But it has been a success, hasn't it?
It has been a great success. We've actually launched in Lidl as well at the moment, so we're very excited about that. Very exciting stuff going on. Sure, it's great to see a Northern Ireland business doing well.
It is, and it is doing well, and fair play to you for it. And we've covered it right from its embryonic stages. But the reason you're talking to us today has to do with mobile phones, not with car seats, with mobile phones, and trying to encourage people not to use the mobile phone. What's your initiative?
So I'll tell you what happened. I was going to the Safer Kids, Safer Roads conference in Washington back in December. And while I was driving to the airport, I was stopped along the road because there had been a fatal crash on the road from Derry to Belfast. So I got to the Safer Roads conference, and when I was there, I met with teen survivors who had been survivors of crashes as a result of distracted driving. And two of the main causes of crashes on the roads are distracted driving and speeding. Now, there are other causes, but they are two of the main causes. And I got to thinking about it whenever I was on my way home again. And on my way home again, there was yet another crash on the way home from the same trip, and thought, somebody's trying to tell me something here. So I got home and I got to thinking about how whenever, I remember years, many, many years ago, my husband used to smoke. And I nagged and nagged and nagged, as you do. Give them up. It's killing you. It's going to kill you. But it wasn't until I was watching the TV with my then 3-year-old son, so it was my eldest boy, and he said, he was watching the TV, and it was one of those programs, you know, Honey, I'm Killing the Kids or something like that, or I'm Killing Myself or something, one of those programs. And his dad came in the door and he looked at him and he said, Daddy, please stop smoking. You're going to die. And he never smoked after it. That was the end. It didn't matter how much nagging I did. And what I got to realise is that the most important person to give you the message is your child. So we've been contacting the primary schools and we're going in and speaking to the children, and we're basically asking the children, does your mommy and daddy or your auntie or uncle or whoever it is that drives you in the car, do they love you enough to not touch their phone when they're driving? And a lot of people think, touching your phone, oh, I didn't phone anybody. But Snapchat, there's so many people Snapchat. And if you look, actually, if you watch from a bus, you will have a bird's eye view of everybody on their phones, and they don't understand that when you're touching your phone, you are not looking out the front windscreen. People who are, like if you're on Spotify, for example, and you're trying to change your tune. And since I've started this initiative, I find it really difficult. I know how hard it is. But because I've made the promise to my children, I promise I love you enough to never touch my phone when I'm driving, I'm not going to touch my phone.
It is a heck of a challenge, and you are right about the bus thing. I was walking along the street not so long ago past cars all parked at red lights, and I would say every other person was doing something with their phone. Okay, the cars were stationary, but they were there scrolling or texting or checking. They were working at their phone while the car was stationary in the traffic. That is against the law. And if they're doing that, chances are they're having a glance. Now, I can't be sure they're having a glance whenever the car's in motion, but If the phone is between their thighs on the seat, chances are it's taking up some of their time. It's distracting them. And if the children were to make them feel guilty about that, that could be a step in the right direction. But it's a losing battle, isn't it?
Well, it is and it's not. It is and it's not. I actually had quite a few parents. We started this in St. Patrick's School in Derry and Pennyburn. And I have had so many parents say to me, oh my God, my children, the minute I touch the phone, they're like, do you not love me enough? Because that's what we're asking the child to ask the question. Do you love me enough to not touch your phone? The reality of it is, Frank, 1.8 billion children go to school every day. So this morning, 1.8 billion children go to school. 500 of them aren't coming home. You know, that's the stark reality of it. 500 of them. So if we can reduce that number, if you can reduce it by one, if you can reduce it by 100, aren't you making a difference? And really, that's what we want to do, is to make a difference. If you can stop 10 people from texting on their phone or from using Snapchat or from checking a text message while they're driving along or even trying to scroll down to find the numbers, you say scrolling is what everybody does on their phone. And I'm talking about it and I find it hard. And I'm the one driving the initiative, and even I find it hard. So you really have to consciously not touch your phone.
So how do we get the stigma? This is the route possibly with the children. There is a stigma with drink driving. Very high profile case today. Wayne Rooney's going to be up in court for drink driving. There's a stigma with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you feel shame on him. You do get that sense of shame on him for drinking and driving. But if he was up in court for, he was caught using his phone. Goodness, I'm not surprised he's using his phone. He's one of the busiest men on earth. You know, everybody's trying to get in contact with him. Okay, so he took a call. Big deal. But he's every bit as likely to cause an accident while taking that call on the phone as he is with the drinking and driving. How do we get that stigma across?
I think we've got to start with the teen drivers prior to driving. And I know in America they've actually launched an initiative to do exactly that. So they're teaching the teen drivers, they're creating a negative around anybody touching their phone, and it is actually working for them. And it's not cool to do that. And I think it's the same thing where they're making, you know, it's not cool to be drinking and driving at the same time.
I worked with a guy and I saw him go out to the car park one day. He opened the boot of the car, just threw the phone into the boot. And I said, what are you putting the phone in the boot to avoid answering it? He says, I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. I just throw it in the boot, get it out and come back. Like, that's pretty extreme, but it's a good thing to do.
Well, it's pretty extreme, but if you are distracted, like, you may be in the car on your own, but you're never alone on the roads. So, you know, if you want to do something and injure yourself, don't be doing it on the roads, because there's always going to be somebody else there. Should it be somebody in a vehicle? Should it be a pedestrian? You know, on my way here this morning, there's been yet another serious crash. I'm not even sure what has happened in that, but the road was closed on my way here.
This is at Drumahoe?
Yeah, at Drumahoe, and I had to take all the detours again. But, you know, that's somebody's life. So, and I don't know, as I say, the details of that crash, but I do know that that two of the main causes being speed and distracted driving, if we can reduce that in any way, if we can encourage the children to put pressure on their mummies and daddies, aunties and uncles. It's not just mummies and daddies. If you think about it, you know, there are several other drivers and everybody's busy. You know, but I'm no busier than you whenever I am out. My priority has got to be the task at hand. And if the task at hand is I'm driving to the store, or I'm driving to my work, or I'm driving to wherever, that has got to be the task at hand. It can't be I'm driving there and I'm going to be setting up 10 different playlists on my phone while I'm going, and I've got to be Snapchatting my friends.
I think it's a great initiative, and you're very welcome on the programme to explain it to parents who'll be listening as opposed to the children at this moment. But if you do hear your child ask the question, do you not love me enough? You'll know what they're talking about, because the police are certainly interested in it. They're applauding you for it, and they're a part of it. The hashtag Love You Enough Road Safety Campaign officially being launched today. I know you're on your way to some primary schools to do that. It's a great idea. Great idea. If you want more promotion for it, feel free, Gráinne. Always a pleasure to have to have you on the programme. Any other ideas, any other initiatives, any other ways of getting you, me, all of us to stop using our mobile phones when we're driving, give us your suggestions.